sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine and Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight's radio show, Happy New Year out there, Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. Happy New Year. I hope you're getting off to a great start. We always appreciate your listenership. If you want to dial into the show, yes, and dial into the show tonight, we are live. You can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. That is relevant to our subject matter. Got a story for you. 1994, Daniel Marcone is known for what? He is known for the first internet transaction. He co-founded a company called NetMarket. And NetMarket, and this was back in August 11th, 1994. And so he was a new college graduate and sold a Sting CD to another college student via internet, shipped it for $12.48. Big business. The company's revenue grew out of those humble beginnings to $580 billion in the U.S. alone. Something to be said about e-commerce. It's not all bad. Not all bad at all. So that's good stuff there. And we're going to talk about e-commerce tonight. And so I want to give you a few facts about e-commerce. If this is a new year, you know, something happens. And I think I said this before. Something happens between 11:59 p.m. December 31st to January 1st in those 60 seconds. All of a sudden, you have this new wind of hope. You have this new, I can do it. And I'm talking more than just New Year's resolutions, but starting that business, writing that book, whatever your aspirations are, or just changing your thinking, being mindful, right? That's a big deal now. Mindful, fixed thinking versus growth thinking. We've talked about that. But we're going to talk about e-commerce and some facts. And we're going to talk, share a few myths, some things that you should know about. And we're just going to smush all of this into one show tonight. And hopefully it inspires you to either take your retail company to its next level or maybe start that e-commerce business that you've been thinking about. So retail e-commerce sales worldwide amounted to $3.53 trillion in 2019, U.S. dollars. So our first, now I gave you a little story, Daniel Cohn, $12 and some change, grew his business to $580 billion. And now we've got an e-commerce global world business, U.S. dollars, $3.53 trillion. And e-retail revenues, by the way, are projected to grow to about $6.54 trillion by 2022. And this is a statistic from Statista. And if you like Statista, they are a reliable source. 23% of small business websites. Listen to what small business owners have to say. Well, you know, you really have to think about what you're thinking about. There's a lot of stinking thinking when it comes to business and how small businesses do businesses on the internet. And there's this whole concept of, I don't need a website. So let's just see what some of the things that you might want to think about. 23% of small business websites are not mobile, first of all. So there's an issue there. If you even have a website, mobile commerce friendly. So you might be mobile and it's not mobile friendly. So you definitely want to change that and get a mobile commerce friendly site. So we have a mobile friendly site. So when you go to our website, you don't have to kind of pinch and squeeze your screen. So you can see bits and pieces of your website. So make it mobile friendly. And it's a disadvantage when you don't have your tech up to par. And I think it was Bill Gates that said technology is efficient unless you're inefficient in your business, which makes the technology inefficient. Think about it. I know New Year's. 58% of web searchers take place on mobile devices. Something to think about. Food for thought. So what are some reasons why business owners give or share why they don't have a website? What's their belief systems? Not relevant? I don't know. I don't know how you think that a website is not relevant when you go to the web and the web is flooded with websites. Everywhere you go on the web, you do know it's a website. It's kind of like this. I'm going to parallel this to something that just kind of is a burr in my saddle. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way. And it's those that don't understand entrepreneurship. And usually these are the people that are in a relationship with someone, whether they're a spouse or significant other. And then the significant other is the entrepreneurial renegade. And you might hear something like, entrepreneurship, they're not risk takers. And so they might say, you know, the naysayers with you trying to build your business and, you know, entrepreneur, you really shouldn't do that because you're not an entrepreneur and, you know, it's a risky business. And you know, just kind of those negative words, right? And here's my, you should work for a established company. You should go get a real job. Okay. So for all of you out there that says, go get a real job, you do realize that you're working for an entrepreneur. I'm just saying the person that, you know, owns the business that they're hurting capital and equity and all that they poured into it, blood, sweat, and tears, they're an entrepreneur. Unless, of course, it's your significant other. I get it. So anyway, just saying. Food for thought. It's a new year. I'm just kind of off the cuff right now. Just want to get you to think about some things. Okay, so 32% of business owners, small business owners, believe that websites are not relevant. Again, it's the old entrepreneur kind of mindset versus the non-risk taker that you can't be an entrepreneur, but you don't mind working for someone who's an entrepreneur. What? Okay. So websites are out there. They are relevant. Okay. So just let's clarify that. Let's be clear. They're relevant, really relevant. Let's just take all of the websites off the web and see what happens. Seriously? Maintaining a website is too costly. 30% of businesses think that it's too costly. Operating a website is not necessary because guess what? Da-da-da! They have a social media site. Seriously? I have any crickets out there? Got any? Really? Not necessary because you have a social media site. You're using Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn. Yes. So anyway, just those numbers are just interesting to me. So what about e-commerce? Why is it important? We're a new year, new opportunities. 2020. We are here. I can't believe we're in 2020. We were just in 2019 last year. Wow. Things to think about if you are going to take that leap of e-commerce. So you're seeing people jump on Etsy and all of these different other ways of creating e-commerce business. Or maybe you're already in business. You have a brick and mortar physical location. One of the things that I hear often, I think this is just, I just don't agree with this thought process. Now, I'm not a retail owner. I've worked retail in my early years before internet was even a word that just, it didn't even exist. The word internet didn't exist. And I worked in retail. And where did I want to go with that? It's just e-commerce stores, brick and mortar, Amazon. Amazon is like, they get beat up so horribly when you talk to small businesses about their retail business. And it is, Amazon has taken all of our business. Well, Amazon, I don't know that I agree with that. I think that they do online business well with their experience and how they deal with their customers. And really, the customers like experience. And so maybe you improve that experience. How do you do that? You might want to add an e-commerce platform to what you're already doing. What are the advantages and disadvantages? You need to think about that. On your online e-commerce store, you want to think about how is that going to benefit? Or, and sometimes it's just, you've been in business for 30 years, maybe you're aging and it's just not worth the fight. Maybe then you start thinking about a succession plan and someone buying your business who might be younger, faster, and you can get out while you can still enjoy maybe those golden years. Not a bad idea, not a bad solution. Are you afraid to compete with Amazon? Amazon's not getting everyone's business. I rarely shop on Amazon. I like Amazon. I just don't like maybe doing the search. I rarely shop on Amazon. I know people that live on Amazon, but I prefer, I'm still kind of a brick and mortar. I don't mind. I'm not a huge mall shopper either. I like going to get what I want and that's it. Either way, so that's probably the best way to, if I know what I want to go get it, whether it's online or at the store. And in my mind, I'm thinking that it'd be faster for me to go to the store, drive down, get it, rather than waiting 3 days to get it. That's just me. Whatever. Okay, so here's something else for you to think about. What drives your current customer relationships and their buying experiences? That's going to help your business. That's going to help your e-commerce store. Should you convert to an e-commerce store only, or have a multi-channel accessible store? Something to think about. When we come back, we're going to wrap up those questions you should be thinking about and e-commerce myths that you should know about. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome to the new year. Yay! I hope you had a great new year. I had a great new year coming into the new year celebrating. So we're talking a little bit about e-commerce, just how you can either do it or start it, depending on where you're at in your business situation. Maybe you want to start up an e-commerce. And I see a lot of this really with millennials that like to do e-commerce businesses. And it's really, really profitable. And again, I'm just amazed at it. And we're not really that far out of 1994 when the first transaction took place by a new college student. By the way, and I've said this before, 27% of college students are graduating and going straight into entrepreneurship. So there's some, you can have it all. You can have your education, You can have it all. Don't think that you can't have it all. You just got to balance all of that out. So we ended with some of the questions you might want to think about if you are thinking about an e-commerce store, or maybe you're a brick and mortar and you want to add to it and do a multi-channel accessibility of your products and retail business. So, but before we get to that, I want to, you know, we have the census coming up this year, 2020 census town hall here in California. Assemblymember Canton Chu is inviting everyone out to Census 2020 town hall Saturday, January 11th, 2020, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And they're going to tell you all you need to know. And by the way, you're really supposed to do your census. In fact, I think you can, isn't it against the law not to do your census? I think our numbers are not accurate. I was talking to someone not long ago. We just recently had our federal census early last year. And so it took some time getting through it. It's so much paperwork. And that doesn't help with you wanting to do your census, right? It's so much paperwork. And so I was talking to someone. I said, hey, did you do your census in another state? Excuse me. And they said, oh, no, I throw that away every year or whenever I get it. I said, not every year, but I throw it away. I'm like, okay, you know, you're not supposed to do that, but okay. So come out to the Assemblymember Canton Chu if you're here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, Census 2020 Town Hall for Alameda County and Santa Clara County, and find out what you need to know, what you're going to learn about what a census is, when the census will be sent to you, all of that stuff. From March to April, so you're going to get all of these kind of things in the mail, and how to complete the census. So it's important to do it. Let's get everyone wants their data analytics. Okay, so back to e-commerce, things that you should think about. And I ended the segment with, should you convert to an e-commerce store? Some companies do. Some smaller companies convert and go online because they did some test marketing, do some tests with your market and see how well it does. And they change to strictly all e-commerce. And or you could be a multi-channel accessible store online and physical. So you could do both. Or again, if you're just starting out, you can start up, but do your homework. What will it cost to set up? How long will it take to set up? Should your customers subscribe to special offers? Subscription and memberships are really popular to give your customers a different experience. They want experience. Amazon has subscriptions and memberships, and now if you have an Amazon Prime, you get all of these great breaks and benefits, right? What is your customer thinking? Amazon has learned that craft on what their customers are thinking. What are your customers thinking? What do you think they're thinking? And you can ask them, but put yourself in a customer's shoes. I put myself in my customer's shoes, and I want to know what they're thinking. I want to get information back from them. And so you want to really understand how to create a relationship, a virtual relationship that you can continue to get your customers to come back. Just like you have your customers in your day-to-day. I like the physical experience when I go to stores that I shop often, usually like a Starbucks. I like that they know my name. So that's important as well. We're going to go to another commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about e-commerce myths that you should know about. We've got these myths out there, and I'm going to love talking about that. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Bay Area's Business and Finance Leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Is that the Carpenters? I love ABBA. Oh, right. Welcome back. Happy New Year. I wish I could sing. I would harmonize and jump in on that. Oh my gosh, that's great. Fantastic. Yes, welcome back. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It is definitely 2020. We are talking about e-commerce, but before we get to that, I want to remind you to save the date, February 21st, 2020. It is our annual, our fourth annual, How to Do Business with the State of California. Money to be made as a small business or a veteran, disabled veteran, business enterprise. You know, the state of California spend about $9 billion in purchasing products and services each year, and they are mandated to spend 25% of those dollars on buying small business products and services and 3% on disabled veteran business enterprises and buying your products and services. Now, remember, that cannot be passed through products and services purchasing. That's not the right way to do it. And you said, what is pass through, Margaret? What is pass through, Coach? Well, pass through means that you're not really doing anything other than going to a third party, getting the product and services, and passing it through your company and selling it to the state. You have to be the producer. You have to be a specific, you know, you have to specifically be making that product or service. You can't just pass through. So you have to be careful about that. So save the date, sell your products and services to the state of California, February 21st, 2020. Registration will open soon. Silicon Valley, the Bay Area. So if you are in the Santa Clara County, San Jose, Alameda County area, surrounding cities, San Francisco, Bay Area, then we want you to come out to this event. In fact, we have Assemblymember Kenson Chu, who's also a sponsor of the event, and Councilmember Lon Diep and Silicon Valley Black Chamber and Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center. So we have some great partners in this event. And of course, AM 1220 KDOW, myself, Margaret Jackson, I will be co-hosting the event and emceeing here and there in the event. And we're going to do a Shark Tank this year at the event. And it's a different kind of Shark Tank. It's going to be really how to help you. We're going to give you an opportunity to pitch your product and service and help you with the process on getting that state certification, what you need to do. So not just your products and services, we want to hear your pitch. So if you've tried to get your certification and you're struggling and having problems, please come out to this event. Save the date, February 21st, 2020. So that's going to be a big deal. And then we'll open registration here soon in the next week, so you can mark that on your calendar. And it's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it is some time for you to invest. You want to make money and create opportunities. You have to not just work in your business, you have to work on your business. So keep that in mind. Save that date, fourth annual here in Silicon Valley. Okay, so Myths. I have talked about one of these myths for years. It just almost moves me to tears to know that it is actually in a book, not just a book, but a academic book. I like reading academic books, by the way. And it just warms my heart to know that if you build it, it's not filled with dreams. They will come. It's a myth. Just because you build a website doesn't mean that the customers will come to it. Why? Why do you think that is? I want you to think about that. Why do you think it's kind of like this? You build your house and you want to have a housewarming party, but you don't tell anyone where your address is. And no one shows up. Right. So you have to network. You have to market. You have to let people know that you are there. So, and there's more than 1.2 billion websites in existence. And by the way, let me just go back to those that think that a website is not relevant. I'll say it one more time, 1.2 billion websites in existence. Just, if you are a business owner, or if you're thinking about being in business, please, I'm going to say this as kindly and as nicely as I can, get a website. And if you're not sure where to get one and buy one at an affordable rate, email me at onthedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will send you a company, an organization that I think is fantastic. I send all my customers to them. But if you want that information and you want to email me, because this is your homework, yes, I could say it on air, but I want to see whether or not you're serious. onthedge@businessontheedge.biz. Okay, so get your website done. Okay, so that's a myth. Oh, here's another myth. It's easy to sell to online customers. No, they're not easy to sell to, and please, we're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bayer's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Margaret Jackson. Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I like this segment because we can profile, we can share articles, we can share stories, upcoming events, learn about small businesses that you should know about, and keep it a pulse on today's small businesses. And this is not just in California, this is all over the country. You can participate and be in this magazine from anywhere in the country. In fact, I'm so excited. Here's some new stuff. New stuff. Our readership continues to be up. Our readership 1,300%. That's exciting. We're on issue.com, and of course we have the magazine embedded on our Small Business Concierge .biz website. So if you want to go out and read and just kind of thumb through, very easy reading. We want to just not take too much of your day, and you can read through the articles pretty easily and get some great information. We've got something new. I'm so excited about our new phone number. We've got a new phone number. As of today, as a matter of fact, I got the email we submitted. We have an 888 number, 888 MySBDC 30. So if you want to connect with us and you want to connect with the magazine, you can call 888 MySBC 30. Pretty cool, huh? Just a little things. We're actually getting ready to ramp up. We're going to implement some other new features that I think you're really going to like to enjoy that online experience. We're talking about e-commerce, and we want you to enjoy your e-commerce experience and get information when you come to the website or if you call. We're putting some things in place to make things easier for you, because we want to make it easy for you to do business with us. And for those of you that are thinking about e-commerce, did you notice how I'm just kind of caring for the potential customer? We want them easy. We want them to have a great experience. Take care of your customers. Think about their needs. Okay. So what else is going on? Writer's Rubric. I think I talked about this once last year, but this is really, really still new to our website. Writer's rubric. And if you don't know what a writer's rubric is, it is what a tool that you'll find with, like when you're in college or if you're working on your dissertation. I'm sure you're working off a writer's rubric. Well, we created one for our writers, our small businesses, because this is your voice. And you may not necessarily be a writer. You're not a journalist. And this is not about journalism and investigative reporting. This is about thought leadership. This is about your voice bringing some know-how to the table to share with the community. And this magazine is not just about, it's not products and services, although you can get connected to products and services in the Advantage Guide. But the articles are about information, and it's about the holistic business owner, right? You're not just a business owner. You're probably a family person. Maybe you're married. Maybe you're a husband, a wife. You have children. You have life. You have the need to eat. Like, I'm going to share a little bit about an article in here that maybe for a New Year's little something special this month that you can prepare, and it's right there in the Small Business Concierge magazine. But the writer's rubric, our goal is really to help you have a voice and a platform, a global platform that you can kind of cut your teeth on, sharpen up that skill, and create for yourself and leverage this for opportunities for you to write for maybe one of the trade magazines that you may, the industry that you're in. This is the experience that we're trying to bring to you, not just, do we really need another magazine? Who knows? But this magazine is not, what we're doing for is not out there. It's not giving the small business a voice other than success stories and things like that. But you're the writer. You're the voice. You're the thought leader. You're the expert. And again, for those of you that don't know that small businesses are 1 to 499 employees. In fact, you don't have to be a small business. You can be a large corporate organization that also has information to educate your small business with resources and products that will help them do business better. So the writer's rubric, and of course, we expect you to be awesome writers, but if not, the rubric is here for you to utilize as well. But so we have guidelines. So we have the criteria for it. You can, if you're just starting out, we have a starting guideline. We have a getting there guideline. We have a looking great, and then we have an awesome. And I like awesome. I like awesome. I'm the publisher. We do have an editor-in-chief, but I like awesome. But if you're not quite awesome, that doesn't mean that you can't get your original article into the magazine. So, and there's ways of doing that. So we have sponsored articles, and then we have non-sponsored articles that we, Business on the Edge, sponsors for the small business. And there's a way of doing that. And just because you're for the non-sponsored articles, a part of that is your subscription to the Advantage Guide, doesn't automatically make you a writer to become a writer. We're looking for those that have something to say that's interesting, that the world should know about you and your business and what you're doing and how you can share a story that will provide value to them. Before you try to sell them your products and services, you get the. This is a tool to leverage. You leverage this. So exciting. So exciting. My favorite business of the week, though, in the magazine, in our Small Business Concierge magazine, the Advantage Guide, is Ability Therapy Staffing. I like this company. You know why? And you can find their information on page 85. And if you are someone who is an occupational therapist, and you need work, this is a great company to go and work for. You can check them out on page 85. Andrew Javelin is the manager. I like in speech therapy as well. They work with elderly, their therapists. So if you need this kind of work, this is a great place to go. So, oh, Tisha's Table. I have to get that into the next segment. I'll share that little pretzel encrusted pork chop with you in just a moment. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Nice. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in and we're at the bottom of our show, Happy New Year to you. Where have you been for the whole show? You missed it. I'm going to recap for you, though. But before I recap, I promised a little something special from the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. A recipe. Chef Tisha's Table, pretzel encrusted pork chop with sweet and tangy mustard sauce. Come on. And if you don't eat pork, you can do it with chicken breast. She has it on here, or Pacific rock cod. And the ingredients are here, and I'm not going to go over it, but there's this picture of it that is absolutely fantastic. I personally don't eat pork, but this picture almost makes me change my mind. But it's delicious looking. I'm certainly going to try it myself. But again, the magazine is about your voice. This is a small business chef who is doing some fantabulous food work here in Silicon Valley. And so again, this is sharing this delicious recipe with you, giving you the directions and all the how-tos. And there's another recipe in there as well, because we eat as small businesses. So we need food, we need health and wellness, we need to talk about hot topics. And we know that we've got a huge hot topic that I'm not even going to touch tonight. Anyway, we're live. I'm going to breathe. It's okay. So, recapping, e-commerce. Let me just give you a couple of more myths of e-commerce. Making money on the web is easy. That, seriously, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. They're not get-rich. It's kind of like the bootleg business, you know, popping your trunk and trying to do business. You've got to really put some thought into this, but it can work for you if you put your plan together and you really think about what you want to do and how you want to create that e-commerce business. The cost of doing business for e-commerce, it's not easy making money. It's not easy making money necessarily. It's not easy making money. You have to work at making money. It's not easy. For those of you out there that says it's easy, it's not easy making any kind of money for that matter. But so they're not get rich quick schemes. Use the internet. Again, it's kind of like building your website and thinking people are just going to show up and they're just going to buy all your stuff because you're there. Great. No, not at all. Not happening. You really need to know. Let's just move on. Just privacy is not important. I think that myth has been just totally busted, right? You please keep people's information in confidence. It's hard enough, but make sure you, anyway, so those are some of the myths, but e-commerce is really a great way to expand your business, grow your business, or even start a business. But really think about what you're doing and the process in which you should do it. And actually, again, I love academic. I love reading. And so read. find you some e-commerce books. Find you some simple how to. It's like you want to be in business, small business owners, some of you, and you don't really want that. If you want something you've never had before, you have to do things that you've never done before. And sometimes you're going to be, in entrepreneurship, you're going to be tired a lot. You're not going to get as much sleep as you used to. And you could, it's a lifestyle change. But e-commerce really could add value to your already running business, retail, or you can start that business. So think about that. This was kind of some fun stuff and some of the statistics that we talked about earlier. Very interesting stuff. And this is what Meg Whitman has to say about e-commerce. Communications is at the heart of e-commerce and community. Meg Whitman, communications is at the heart of e-commerce and community. I like that. And so before we get out of here, if you are a speaker, author, thought leader, decision maker, business owner, business executive, or professional, and want to write in our magazine, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. This is Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, Bay Area, Silicon Valley on AM 1220, KDOW, and iHeartRadio. Live life with a purpose. Good night, everybody.